Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. There's been another e-scooter incident in Perth. This one's left a 15-year-old boy fighting for life in hospital. The rider colliding with a car on Hepburn Avenue in Kingsley in Perth's northern suburbs. It happened around 6:30 last night. The boy was rushed to Royal Perth Hospital in a serious condition. Transgender women will not be able to compete in elite female athletics events. World Athletics President Sebastian Coe overnight says the ruling will be enforced from the end of this month and applies to those who've transitioned after male puberty.
The World Athletics Council has today taken the decisive action to protect the female category and to do so by restricting the participation of transgender and DSD athletes.
The governing body isn't saying no forever, adding it will set up a task force to study trans inclusion to be led by a transgender athlete. The New South Wales election is expected to be a close one. Voters head to the polls tomorrow with Premier Dom Perrottet and the state's opposition leader Chris Minns neck and neck in early polling. The head of TikTok has fronted Congress in the US overnight, defending the security of the social media platform, hitting back at concerns data is subject to Chinese law. And it's National Ride to School Day today. Some 400,000 Australian students expected to bail on the lift to class and hop on a bike instead. Alison McCormack from Bicycle Network says it's all about making sure kids are fit and healthy.
Actively travelling, it improves child's wellbeing, concentration and is great for their learning.
In sport, Carlton has finally won a close one, holding off Geelong to sneak home with an 8-point win at the MCG last night. Charlie Curnow bagging 5 goals for the Blues, while Jeremy Cameron booted 6 in a losing effort for the Cats. Blues coach Michael Voss says it shows they're improving.
You know, we were sort of absorbing a fair bit sort of from about 7 minutes to go, and it wasn't quite going the way that we wanted it, but in the last 3.5 minutes, I thought we executed really, really well.
Round 2 continues tonight. It's the D's and Brisbane at the Gabba.